and the interests of the state for the orderly development of society. Let's pray together. God, thank you that we get to be a part of this. Thank you that we are witnesses of this union of a man and a woman. Thank you that it is your good idea and that it's appropriate for worship because you're pleased. You're glad for this today. It's by your design. And so we pray today that the vows and the promises that are made between Raymond and Karen, that these are promises that will last a lifetime, that you will bind them together in the power of your Spirit, and that they will know the support and the encouragement of this community that they are a part of. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. In marriage, as instituted by God, a man and woman covenant to live together in a lifelong and an exclusive partnership of love and fidelity. The Apostle Paul compares the union of husband and wife as a symbol of the union between Christ and his church, which you weren't here, but that's what we've been talking about for the last while. And so if marriage is to be pleasing in the sight of God, those who enter into this covenant of life must share a common commitment to Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of life, which you both do. That's good. In Ephesians 5, the Apostle Paul admonishes all Christians to develop a mutual respect and love for each other when he says this: submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. In marriage, this requires that a husband and a wife provide love and nurture and faith that will work together to enrich your lives and build a Christ-centered home. In Corinthians 13, and we talked about this earlier this week, one of your favorite passages, we read these words and such good instruction about what it really means to love someone. Love is patient. Love is kind, and it does not envy. It does not boast, and it is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Did I say that already? Yeah, okay. Well, there's a few people, we need to hear that, okay? Love keeps no record of wrongs, okay? It says that in the Bible. That's what real love is. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, and always hopes, and always perseveres. And true love never fails. That's good, right? Yeah. I want you to know today that, and I've said this a few times already, but I'm just going to say it again, that this is God's idea. He's the one who said it's a good thing. I'm pleased. I'm pleased when a man and woman come together, when they proclaim me as the Lord of their lives, and they decide that they want to spend the rest of their lives together. I'm pleased by that. This is an act of worship. And that's why it's so appropriate today that we're here to witness it. This is worship, because it gives honor to God. So now in the presence of God, and before your friends here, this community of believers, I want to invite you to exchange your vows. So why don't you give your flowers to Dana and face each other. So Raymond, I want you to repeat after me. You can hold her hands, actually. That would be okay. Yeah. There you go. I take you, Karen, to be my wife.
I take you, Karen, to be my wife.
And I promise before God.
And I promise before God.
And all who are present here.
And honor your presence here.
To be your loving and faithful husband.
To be your loving and faithful husband.
I will love you.
I will love you.
And give myself up for you.
And give myself up for you.
As Christ loved the church.
As Christ loved the church.
And gave himself up for her.
And gave himself up for her.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
With tenderness and respect.
With tenderness and respect.
And I will encourage you.
And I will encourage you.
To develop God's gifts in you.
To develop God's gifts in you.
You did really, really good. That part is over. I got bad news for you, though. The whole thing is just starting. So this is the beginning. This is not the end. This is the beginning. Okay, Karen, I want you to do the same. And you repeat after me. I take you, Raymond, to be my husband.
To be my husband.
And I promise before God.
And I promise before God.
And all who are present here.
And all who are present here.
To be your loving.
To be your loving.
And faithful wife.
Loving and faithful wife.
As long as our lives. Shall last. I will love you. And give myself up for you.
And give myself up to you.
As Christ loved the church.
And gave himself up.
For her.
I will serve you.
With tenderness and respect. And I will encourage you. To encourage you to develop God's gifts in you.
And all the people said, Amen. Amen. Woo! So, Raymond and Karen have also decided to share rings with each other, which is a symbol of unending love. So we're going to ask Calvin, who's a very good groomsman here, best man, pass off the rings. And Raymond, as you place the ring, first of all, on Karen's finger, I want you to repeat after me.
Karen, I give you this ring.
As a symbol.
Of our covenant. In Christ.
Which finger?
There you go. Karen, the same thing. As you place the ring on Raymond's finger, would you say to him,
Raymond, I give you this ring. As a symbol. Of our covenant.
In Christ.
And then as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, and by the authority that Jesus has given me, I now pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Amen. What therefore God has joined, let no man separate. And now you may kiss the bride. I just had this picture in my head that the bridal party was going to pray over these two. So you want to start?
God, I thank you for Raymond and Karen. God, thank you that you brought them to Potter's hands for a purpose. And a reason. And that you love them so much, God. Thank you that you are working in them. And that you are showing yourself who you are to them. Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for Karen. I thank you for Raymond. And Lord, as Stan said, this is the beginning. And so, God, we just pray. We just pray that you will bless them. God, that you will help them to truly love each other. Even in the days when it's tricky. And you're grumpy and you don't feel like loving each other, Lord, I pray that they may truly have your love to give to each other. Lord, we're excited for them, Lord, and we just pray a prayer of blessing on them. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I just want to thank you for bringing them into my life. Lord, I just ask that you be with them every day of the rest of their lives together, Lord. Bless them. Strengthen them and encourage them in you, Lord. And in your holy name, Lord, bless their union. Amen.
And we just pray for peace and joy to be reigning in their home. We pray, God, that they'll know that they're not alone, that we stand with them, that we count it a privilege together today that we are able to witness this, and that we are going to continue to encourage them in the days and the weeks and the years to come. Thank you that they're part of our family. And we pray for your richest blessing upon them, God. And thank you that as we see the beauty of this bride, that we're reminded of the beauty of your church and that you are coming soon to bring us to the wedding feast of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask you all to stand. The last song that will be the processional song is Amazing Grace, and I invite you to come for the meal. There's a meal being served afterwards, a potluck supper. A very meaningful song, Amazing Grace, that Raymond particularly loved. We're going to send them off on that. But receive this as the parting blessing of God. Why don't you raise your hands? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen? It is. So. It is now my absolute honor and privilege to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. LeBrun.
How sweet the sound that saves.